们的神一看见这血就越过我们不毁灭。
Therefore, God, when He see this blood, He will pass over us.
这个血是羔羊的血。
And this blood is blood of the Lamb.
这个血是神儿子的血。
And this blood is the blood of the Son of God.
我相信大家都很熟悉神怎么样带以色列百姓出埃及这件事情。
And I believe that everyone is familiar with the story of Exodus.
在旧约是一个图画，常常它是一个预表。
In the Old Testament, it was painted as a picture, but it is a symbol.
虽然是以色列百姓被带出埃及。
When the Israelites was taken away from Egypt.
但是今天我们要认识看见神他怎么样来拯救我们。
And today we need to learn how we are saved as well.
请我们一起来读一下出埃及记十二章第一节和第二节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 12, 1 and 2.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西亚伦说，你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。当神把以色列百姓带出了埃及，
When God took the people out of Egypt,
他告诉他们说，以本月为正月。
He said that use this month as the beginning of the month.
不管那个时候他们用什么历法，
Doesn't matter what calendar they have been using.
今天来看恐怕就是三四月的时候。
Today I think it might be in the March of April or April.
神说以本月为正月。
But God said use this month as the beginning of month.
神看我们从什么时候真正开始呢？
Well, so when does God first start looking at us?
是说到我们得蒙救赎的时候。
He first started looking at us when we first got saved.
这里有一个新的开始。
And here there is a new beginning.
我们读第三节到第五节。
Now verse 3 through 5.
你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着户家取羊羔，一家一只，若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊羔，本人就要和他隔壁的邻舍共取一只。你们预备羊羔，要按着人数和饭量计算，要无残疾一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以。好，在这边神告诉他们要预备羊羔。
Here, it talked about that we have to prepare a lamb.
要按照人数饭量的多少来预备。
According to how many people in your household to prepare a lamb.
他讲说一家一只。
He says one lamb per household.
那如果这一家人数不够呢？可以和邻舍一起，仍然是一只。
If the household is too small, then he and his neighbors nearest the house are together to take one lamb.
那这家如果人数很多呢？
Now, what if this family is huge?
仍然是一只。
Then still one lamb.
这边讲到一件事情。
So here it tells us one thing.
每一家一只。
That one lamb per household.
人数少的时候，可以和你邻舍可能合在一起，仍然是一只。
When your household is too small with your neighbors, still one lamb.
这一家人数再多，仍然是一只。
If your household is large, still one lamb.
他告诉我们的是那一只羊羔。
Here it talks about this one lamb.
那一只是特定的。
And this is a particular lamb.
在灵前五章七节说，我们逾越节的羔羊基督。
Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 7, it says, For Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed.
逾越节的羔羊就是基督。
That this lamb is Jesus Christ.
他已经被杀献祭了。
And now he has been sacrificed.
旧约是一个图画。
The Old Testament is like a picture.
但新约时候那么清楚地告诉我们。
But now in the New Testament, it clearly tells us.
所以他一直讲到是那一只。
That this is a particular lamb.
我们读路加福音第十五章。
When we read Luke chapter 15.
那个浪子回到父家。
When the Roman comes back home.
我们看见圣经说，父亲吩咐仆人们，他们预备那个牛犊。
When the lost son finally came back, when the father said, prepare this feast.
那圣经里面你如果读它有一个定冠词，它讲到那一只牛犊。
And then in the Bible it said it is this particular calf that we're going to slay.
不是在旧约千千万万数不尽的这些羊羔能够真正叫人来赎罪。
Not like in the Old Testament when there's a flock of lambs and sheep, there's only one particular lamb.
只有那一只。
One particular one.
我们读第六节到第八节。
Now let's go on to verse 6 through 8.
要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候， 以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要取点血涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上，当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。这边讲说要把羔羊宰了。
Here it says that the lamb is to be slain.
羔羊的血要涂在门框门楣上。
And then you should put the blood on the doorpost.
不单这样，他们还要把羔羊用火烤了。
Not only that, they have to roast the meat with fire.
然后要吃羔羊的肉。
And then to eat the flesh.
我们知道，在罪的刑罚审判里面，有一件事情到最后是火的审判。
Now we know that the last judgment that we're going to receive is the judgment of fire.
在圣经里面也曾经告诉我们
，In the Bible it told us，
形容那个情形，那个虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
Now at the time there is the fire that will never cease burning。
是这一位神的羔羊，他要为我们受刑罚。
And it is this Lamb of God that will take our punishment for us。
这边特别讲说要用火烤的。
And here it talks particularly about roasting the flesh with fire。
我们来读出埃及记十二章十三节到第十四节。
And now verse 13 and 14.
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。神要带以色列百姓离开埃及。
God wants to take the Israelites away from Egypt.
当时候有很大属灵的征战。
And at that time, there is this spiritual warfare.
神一次、两次、三次，这是第十次要击打埃及。
And one time, two times, three times, ten times, God have give plagues to Egypt.
特别是击打在埃及那个背后仇敌的权势。
Especially to the power that is behind the Pharaoh.
那在这一次，神告诉他们，每一家要击杀一个长子。
And here, God says the last plague will be to kill all the firstborn of Egypt.
但是只有在这个家里面，神看见有血的时候，神就越过他们。
And only with a house where there's the blood on the doorpost, God will pass over that house.
我一见这血就越过你们。
And God says, when I see this blood, I will pass over you.
在这个点上，他不是说我一看见你们是以色列民，我就越过你们。
Here it doesn't say that if I see that you're an Israelite, I will pass over you.
他不是看见你住在什么样的房子，他就越过你。
It doesn't say that if you live in this particular house, I will pass over you.
他是看见这个血，他就越过。
But he says, when I see this blood, I will pass over you.
在这段圣经里面，我们首先看见神叫他们预备羔羊。
And here in these verses, we just read that we first have to prepare a lamb.
那羔羊必须是经过检验的。
And this lamb has to be chosen particularly.
是没有瑕疵的。
It has to be an unblemished male lamb.
我们读到圣经，主耶稣最后受审判，要上十字架。
And then when we read the Bible, when Jesus was going onto the cross,
一次一次。经过好多次的审判
and times again, he went through different judgments.
我们说那些审判是这些人在那里检查羔羊
And then we could see that all these judgments on Jesus is like people examining Jesus.
他们也找了好多人做假见证
And they took a lot of false witness.
他们想尽办法要陷耶稣基督在罪的里面
And they used
来定他的罪
And they use all their might trying to put any sinful deeds related to Jesus.
但是我们最后看见比拉多说，我也查不出他有什么罪来。
Yet at the end, Pilate even said that I cannot find any sins with this man.
他们在那里检查羔羊。
And they were there to examine this lamb.
但是最后的结果是，我也查不出他有什么罪来。
But yet at the end, the officer couldn't find any bad things with this man.
主耶稣他是圣洁的，他是完全的。
That Jesus is this complete perfect man.
只有他能够有资格来成为我们的代替。
And only he is worthy enough to be our lamb.
这个羊羔必须是没有瑕疵的。
Because it has to be an unblemished lamb.
所以他们需要吹毛求疵，需要很仔细的来检查。
So even though they examined very, very carefully.
没有残疾的。
Yet they couldn't find nothing.
主耶稣基督来了。
Because Jesus came.
他就是神的羔羊。
And he is this lamb.
他是圣洁的，他是没有瑕疵的。
He is this holy and unblemished lamb.
但是今天我们知道主耶稣来，地上也很多人，他们承认说主耶稣真的是一个完美的人。
And we know that a lot of people of this world proclaim that Jesus is perfect.
但是主来，他不是要做一个完美，叫人来效法他，来学习他。
But Jesus didn't come as this perfect man so that we would just worship this perfect man.
他的再完美，仍然不能来拯救我们。
But even if he is perfect, he cannot just save us with his perfectness.
他的再超越，只能更显出人都是在罪的里边。
And the more superior he becomes, it just shows us more and more that we are just sinners.
神看见他的儿子，神就喜爱他。
Because the God, when he sees his son, he loves his son.
神在那里说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And God said, this is my beloved son.
只有神的儿子，是他满足父神所有公义的要求。
And it is only this son of God who can satisfy all the needs of God.
神一看见，神就喜悦了。
When God sees his son, he is now satisfied.
世界上有这么多人。
And there are all these men on this world.
神眼中看见，他说没有义人，连一个也没有。
And when God sees all of us, He says there's not even one righteous man.
没有一个。
Not even one.
直到他的儿子来了。
Until His Son came.
哦，神一看见就喜悦。
And then when God sees His Son, He is now pleased.
这是我的爱子。
And He said, "This is my beloved Son."
但是，亲爱的朋友，主耶稣再完美。
So, dear friends, even though Jesus is perfect,
没有办法来拯救你的。
Doesn't mean that you can be saved.
跟你是没有关系的。
If he has no relationship with you,
神再喜悦他的儿子。
Doesn't matter how much God loves his own son.
他的儿子再完美。
Doesn't matter how perfect his son is.
只能显出我们真的是一个罪人。
It will only show that we are sinners.
因为我们差得太远了。
Because we are so far away from him.
世界上也许也有一些人，他们想说主这么好，我们要好好的来效法，来学习。
There might be people in this world that said, wow, Jesus is so perfect. Let me follow him.
但是你永远做不到的。
But,By his own might, he can never follow Jesus.
犹太人他们想要遵守律法。
But the Jews, they want to follow Jesus by just following commands.
我们知道他们非常的努力。
We know that they try really hard.
但是真的在律法底下，没有一个因着律法被神能够称义的。
But yet, under the law, no one can be claimed righteous.
这是我们的光景。
And that's who we are.
世人都犯了罪。
That all men sin.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short of God's glory.
主耶稣来，他是圣洁，他是没有瑕疵神的羔羊。
And when Jesus came, he came as the righteous one, as the unblemished lamb.
但是我们感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
他不是只是他是完全的。
That no, now not only he himself is perfect.
羔羊必须要被杀。
Because the lamb must be sacrificed.
羔羊必须要为我们在十字架上受死。
And the lamb must die for us on the cross.
否则他的好跟我们是无关的。
Otherwise his perfectness and completeness has nothing to do with us.
我们的罪还是我的罪。
That my sin is still my sin.
今天只有羔羊必须为我们受死。
And today, this perfect lamb must die for us.
他为我们需要死在十字架上。
So this lamb has to go onto the cross.
他为我们付最重的代价。
To pay the most hefty price for us.
他要忍受父神公义的审判。
And he has to take on the righteous judgment from God.
他的身体为我们裂开
，so that his body will break for us.
他的宝血为我们流出来
，his blood will shed for us.
主耶稣告诉我们，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了
，Jesus said that if the seed does not die and fall onto the ground,
仍然是一粒
，then one seed will stay as one.
若是死了，就要结出许多的子粒来。
But now when this seed is planted on the ground, it will now have a tree.
哦，本来所有的丰富，所有的荣耀。都在耶稣基督的里面。
In the beginning, all this fullness is within Jesus.
是神一切的丰富在他的里面。
All of the fullness of God is now in Jesus.
哦，他在肉身里面，在那里彰显神的荣耀，神的尊贵。
And in flesh, Jesus magnifies his glory.
但是跟我们可能说没有关系的。
But still, it has nothing to do with us yet.
今天不要说我们，当时候有门徒们在他的身边。
Not only us, but the people, his followers, that were with him at that time.
有许多人，他们亲眼看见主 所行的神迹。
These apostles and these followers who saw all the signs and miracles that Jesus did.
亲耳听见主说何等宝贵的话。
They heard with their own ears what Jesus said.
有很多人可以拥挤耶稣。
And these people, they crowded Jesus.
他可以从耶稣得着很多好处。
And from Jesus, they could receive his words directly.
我们相信那些瘸子他起来他得着了一个太大的恩典。
And we believe that the cripple that was healed, he is blessed.
瞎眼的看见了。
The blind can now see.
大麻风的得洁净了。
And the leprosies, they are now cleansed.
他们都从主得着这么多的恩典。
And these people, they have all received God's grace.
就像那五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人，他们也是得着了恩典。
And the five bread and two fish, how it fed the 5,000.
但是他们跟主仍然是没有份的。
But yet those people, they still not have a relationship with Christ.
丰富在基督里面。
The fullness is still within Christ.
完全是在基督的身上。
Completely enclosed in
Christ. 必须等到我们的主为我们受死。
Until that day when Christ died for us.
他的生命才能释放出来。
And on that day, his body is broken and his life can now go free.
他必须为我们付这个代价。
For he has to take on a price.
今天我们才能够来到神的面前。
And after that, we now can come to God.
这边告诉我们以色列百姓他们必须做一件事情。
And here, it tells us that for the Israelites, they have to do one thing.
他们把羔羊宰了。
They have to kill this lamb.
然后把羔羊的血
And to put on this blood of this lamb.
然后涂在门框和门楣上。
On the two doorposts and on the lintel.
今天不是羔羊的血流出来而已。
It is not only the blood of the lamb has to shed.
他们必须把羔羊的血涂在门框和门楣上。
But you have to take the blood and you have to put it on your doorpost.
这边告诉我们一件事情。
So here it tells us one thing.
光是羔羊的血流出来。
That not only just with the blood.
能不能叫以色列百姓他们蒙拯救呢？
With the blood just shedding by itself, can the Israelites be saved?
如果有一个以色列的家，他们说我们预备了一只羔羊，是圣洁的，是没有瑕疵的。
If now there's a house, they have now prepared a lamb, and they said this is an unblemished lamb.
我们要把羔羊宰了。
And we are going to kill this lamb.
血也流出来了。
And the blood is now shed.
这个家当审判来临的时候，他们能不能够得到拯救呢？
But for this household, when the judgment comes, can they be passed over?
不行。
No, they can't.
因为神要看见羔羊的宝血。
No, they can't, because God wants to see the blood.
是要涂在门框和门楣上。
God wants to see the blood on the doorpost.
亲爱的朋友，
So dear friends,
宝血的意义和价值，
The meaning of this blood.
我们知道利未记告诉我们活物的生命是在血的里面。
Now we know that from the book of Leviticus, it says that any living things, the life is in its blood.
主的所有的完全，他的超越。
Now the whole fullness and completeness of Christ himself.
他美丽的生命。
His beautiful life itself.
本来都在他的里面。
It was enclosed in him.
但是当他为我们流出血的时候。
But now when he gave us his blood.
以赛亚书告诉我们，我们的主是为我们将命倾倒，将他的生命倾倒出来。
Now in the book of Isaiah, it tells us that our Lord gave his life flowed to us.
他的生命为我们倾倒。
That his life now comes to us.
今天这个生命能够在神的面前为我们说出美言。
And today it is this new life that could say good things to God for us.
主耶稣已经在十字架上，他被杀了。
That Jesus has already gone on to the cross and he was slain.
他的血已经流出来了。
And his blood has already shed.
救恩在神那边，主耶稣在十字架上最后他说成了。
And the salvation from Christ when Jesus said is now completed.
他完成了救赎的工作。
He has now finished the work of salvation.
但是亲爱的朋友，
But dear friends,
血不是只是讲到流出来了我们就能够得救了。
There is more than just floating and shedding of the blood. We need more to be saved.
是要涂在门框和门楣上。
We have to take this blood and put it on our doorpost.
今天我们都知道宝血已经流出来了。
Today we all know that the blood has already shed.
但是关键现在你愿不愿意用信心来接受。
But the critical part is that are you willing to take this blood?
让这个宝血的功效能够显在你的心门上。
To take this blood so that the blood could have an effect on your household.
主在十字架受死流血，这是一个事实。
That God already died on the cross for you, that's a fact.
今天所有已经蒙恩神的儿女，我们都做这个见证。
And today all the believers will tell you that that's a fact.
我们可以一生见证宝血永远有功效。
That we'll spend our whole life telling you that the blood has its effect.
我们见证宝血永远不失上它的能力。
We'll be a witness that His blood will always take effect.
因为那一天我们相信接受。
Because on the day that we choose to believe,
宝血不是只是在各个他为我们流出来。
That the blood is no longer just shed in Golgotha.
今天需要我们来接受宝血的功效。
Today we have to accept and take this blood.
你接受在你的心门上。
You have to accept and put it on your doorpost.
需要涂在我们的心门上。
You have to put it on your heart.
当初以色列百姓，他们不但要宰杀羔羊，羔羊的血流出来。
At that time, it's more for the Israelites to kill the lamb and to let the blood shed.
可是神那么清楚告诉他们，不止流出血来，还要涂在门框和门楣上。
God says very clearly that you have to take this blood and put it on your doorpost.
他们如果让血流在地上，没有用的。
Now, if the blood is only shed and is now floating on the ground,
他们用一个盆子装起来，也没有用的。
If they put it in a container, it's useless.
需要涂在门框和门楣上。
But you have to use this blood on the doorpost and the lintel.
今天同样的，基督的宝血已经流出来了。
Today, on the same token, Christ's blood has shed.
哥哥他的十字架，今天我们能够回头，我们看见那是一个事实。
Now the cross in Golgotha, we could turn around and say that that's a fact.
我们已经蒙恩
，that we have now been blessed.
我们都做见证
，and we are His witness.
宝血永远不丧失功效
，that the blood will always take effect.
但是今天在我们当中的朋友
But today, friends that are among us,
这个功效怎么能够实现在你的身上呢
How can you be a partaker of this blood?
你需要相信你需要接受
You need to believe and you have to accept
宝血这边告诉我们我们的神说我一见这血
Here, God tells us that when I see this blood
我就越过你们
I will pass over you
所以宝血涂在那里是给神来看的
So when you put this blood on the doorpost It is for God to see
是神一看见这个血
So when God sees this blood
其实神是看见他的儿子
God now sees his own son
哦，他的儿子那样的超凡美丽
And how his son is above everything else
他一看见这个血他的心就满足了
And when God sees this blood Now he is satisfied
从前有一个主日学的老师他跟学生们孩子们讲说我们的神他是无所不能无所不知无所不在的神
So there was a time there was a Sunday school teacher She was, the teacher was explaining to a student that God is all knowing and he is everywhere
造神他没有什么是不能做的
That in God nothing is impossible
诶有一个小朋友他举起手来
So now a little kid raised his hand
他说神有一件事情不能做
And he said there's one thing that God cannot do
这个老师就非常的讶异
And then this teacher was shocked
他本来想说这个学生是跟我来捣蛋呢怎么说神有不能做的事
And he is now thinking Is this student just messing with me? What can God not do?
他说那你说说看
So the teacher said What is it?
那个孩子说神断不能透过他儿子的血再来救查我们的罪
And then this little child said God cannot just save us without the blood
那天这个老师说很有道理
And then the teacher says That makes sense
神是无所不能的
That God, nothing is impossible with God
但是当神的儿子的血已经流出来
But yet now the blood is the son of God blood is now shedding
他的儿子已经为我们受了审判
And his son has already took on our judgment
今天神公义的要求已经满足了
And today God's righteousness is satisfied
哦，站在神的公义的地位上神不再来纠察我们的罪
That on the position of righteousness God can no longer judge us
一个罪不能两次来审判
Because a sin cannot be judged two times
哦，我们感谢主
So thanks to the Lord
今天我们说讲到救恩那个根基是神的公义
That when we talk about salvation the origin of the salvation is the righteousness of God
这个 foundation 是讲到神的公义
The foundation of our salvation is the righteousness of God.
今天不是因为神爱我们，所以他就能够赦免我们。
Not just because God loves us, He can forgive us.
不是因为神单单就怜悯我们，所以他能就算了，算了饶了我们。
Not only He has mercy of us, He could now forgive us of all our sins.
因为神是完全公义的。
Because God is also righteous.
他不能这样子就以有罪的为无罪。
And He cannot treat the sinful ones with the sinless ones.
感谢主，神爱我们每一个人。
But thanks to the Lord, because He loved every one of us.
他爱到一个地步，舍掉他独生的爱子。
He loved us until the point where He gave us His only begotten Son.
我们感谢主，他爱我们爱到一个地步。
And thanks to the Lord that He loves us so much.
他为我们死，且死在十字架上。
That He died for us on the cross.
他为我们付了代价。
That He paid our price.
神的审判已经成就了。
That God's judgment is now completed.
今天保险已经流出来。
And today is the fact that the blood is already shed.
主在十字架，他说成了，救赎的工作已经完成了。
That our Lord on the cross has completed the salvation.
今天不是要我们做到完全，我们才被神接纳。
Today is not what we can do, how we can make ourselves perfect to be accepted.
我们知道地上有多少人也曾经那样的努力。
And we know that there's a lot of people on this land trying so hard.
没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
But God says there's not even one righteous man.
今天主的宝血已经流出来了。
But today the blood is already there.
那个功效。 今天在十字架上，在神的面前是绝对有效的。
The effect of this blood is already there.
神一看见这血，他就会越过的。
And when God sees this blood, He will pass over.
盼望今天在我们当中每一位的朋友。
So today, I hope all the friends that are among us.
你愿意接受耶稣基督，他为你所成就的工作。
Are you willing to accept the work that has already been done?
血不单只是在哥哥他流下。
That the blood is not only in Golgotha.
今天需要涂在我们的心门上。
But we have to take this blood and put it on our doorpost.
神一看见这血，他就越过。
So that when God sees this blood, He will pass over.
我们不再被定罪。
That will no longer be judged.
我们不再会受审判。
That will no longer be judged.
我们每一次来到神的面前，圣经告诉我们是坦然无惧的。
So that when now, from now on, when we come to God, we can come boldly.
今天我们也知道。 很多的时候，福音的朋友们很不喜欢听人家告诉他说：“你们是有罪的。”
And a lot of times we know that gospel friends they don't want to hear that they are sinners.
所以有人讲说：“你要找罪人到哪里去找？”
So when people ask, where do we go find sinners?
在教堂里面找。
If you go to a church to find sinners.
哎呀，你看见神的儿女很特别啊。
Because the children of God, we are different.
我们都说我们是一个罪人。
That we can proclaim that we are sinners.
你要找那个没罪的人到哪里去找？
If you want to find the sinless one, where you go?
到法院去找。
Go to a courthouse.
每个都说 I'm not guilty, 我没有罪。
You go to a courthouse and everyone will say that I'm not guilty.
但是今天我们承认我是一个罪人。
But today we proclaim that we are sinners.
我接受耶稣基督的宝血，他涂在我的心门上。
We admit that we are sinners, and we take this blood and put it on the doorpost.
今天我们真正能够来到神的面前。
And so that today we can come to God.
我们说我是一个蒙恩的罪人。
And we can say that we are blessed sinners.
所有的罪被赦免了。
That all my sins is now forgiven.
被洗净了。
Is now cleansed.
对我们来讲，这是一个极大的释放。And
for us, now we are released.
今天世界上人纵使他不承认。So
there are people on this world that are still refusing.
但是常常那个罪在身上是一个捆绑。But
I tell you that sins on us is like a binding element.
罪在身上好像是一个重担。We
are like taking this heavy burden.
人人必有一死，死后且有审判。
And everyone will die, and after death, there will be judgment.
人不知道我从哪里来，人也不知道要往哪里去。
People don't know where they come from, and they don't know where to go.
里面有一个说不出来的惧怕。
And in them, there's this fear.
没有把握。
They don't have any assurance.
亲爱的朋友，
But dear friends,
主耶稣宝血已经为你流了。
Jesus Christ's blood is for you.
今天你只要相信，接受。
Today, all you gotta do is accept.
神一看见这血，就越过。
And when now God sees this blood, He will pass over you.
你能够从审判，从定罪里面，神说我就越过，不毁灭。
In your judgment, now God will see this blood and He will pass over you.
这是何等的福音！
And what a gospel!
不是我们的努力，不是我们做了多好。
not the work we can do, not how well we can do this work.
感谢主，因为他为我们付了代价。
But thanks to the Lord, because Jesus has paid the price.
血是让神看的。
That this blood is for God to see.
神一看见这个血，他就越过。
And when God sees this blood, He will now pass over.
他们不单把羔羊的血涂在门框门楣上。
Not only we have to put the blood on the doorpost and the lintel.
他把羔羊用火烤了。
But we have to also roast the lamb.
要吃羔羊的肉。
And to eat the flesh.
这个羔羊的肉。他们吃的时候还很特别。
Now, the flesh of this lamb, when they eat it in a special way.
整只羊烤了。
They would roast this whole lamb.
要把整只羊给吃掉。
And they would eat the whole lamb with everything inside.
神不只在主耶稣所做的，不只在神的面前，叫我们得蒙赦免。
So not only Jesus wants us to be forgiven.
叫我们得着救赎。
Not only He wants us to be saved.
他更要我们得着他的自己。
But He wants us to have Him.
这边讲说要吃羔羊的肉。
To eat the flesh of the lamb.
要得着完全的基督。
So that we could have Christ completely.
得着他真的成为我们的救恩。
To take Him as our salvation.
他要整只羊烤了，整只羊吃掉。
Roast this whole lamb and eat this whole lamb.
今天有一些特别像这个所谓新神学的。
There are this new group of believers.
他们说主耶稣他有很多很多能够帮助人的言行。
And then they said that Jesus have done a lot of things that can help people.
他们说这些都很好，他们要来效法。
And then they said that we want to follow him and do this thing.
但是他们不接受神迹奇事。
But they don't believe in signs and miracles.
所以他们在圣经里面，有的是用拣选的来接受，有的呢用一些曲解的方式，把这些神迹都变成不是神迹了。
So a lot of times they will read the Bible and they will take selected passages and say they believe in those, or they will find a different meaning, an alternate meaning to a lot of these signs and miracles to try to explain them.
羔羊是要全部吃掉的。
But I tell you that the lamb is to be taken as a whole.
你需要得着完全的基督。
That you have to receive this complete.
你若是做一些拣选，
if you're trying to pick and select,
我光要这一部分，我不要那一部分，
that I'm only going to take this part and I'm not going to take that part,
你没有办法得着这个救恩。
Then I tell you that you will not receive this salvation.
那另外有一些，他们觉得说我光有基督还不够，我还需要再做一些什么。
And there are other people that believe that I'm not going to be enough with just Christ. I want to do some more.
有些他还要守安息日。
There are people that still take on Sabbath.
还要守律法。
There are people that still follow the law.
他觉得说神在我身上，我这个样子我就能够得救吗？他觉得我还要有一些的改变。
And they don't believe that they can simply be saved by believing. They want to do work.
不行，今天神说羔羊全只要烤了。
But I tell you that that's not the way, because it says that the lamb is to be roasted completely.
今天整个的救恩就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
Now this whole salvation is in Christ.
神叫我们吃下，叫我们得着。
So when we eat this whole lamb, we will receive.
今天基督成为我们的满足。
And today Christ will become our satisfaction.
这是一个何等大的福音。
And what a gospel.
我们能够得着这位神的儿子，他是我们的生命。
That we can receive the Son of God and He will now become alive.
今天我们不是仅仅的得救。
And we're not just barely saved.
乃是在我们的一生的路程上，主叫我们得着他，得着更丰盛的生命。
But it is in our whole life that we can receive this better life.
以色列人是神所爱的。
That Israelites are the chosen people.
是神所拣选的族类。
The people that God chose, the race that God chose.
但是我们看见在逾越节这件事情上。
But I tell you that on the feast of Passover.
今天不是因为他是以色列的百姓，神就越过他们。
We know that we see that it is not the people that are just Israelites that they are Passover.
不是因为他们是蒙爱的族类，所以神就拣选他们，就不来极灭。
Now, no, because they are the chosen race, not because simply they are the Israelites, that they are Passover.
他们需要预备羊羔。
But I tell you that they have to prepare a lamb.
他们需要把羔羊的血涂在门框门楣上。
And they have to take this blood and put it on their doorpost.
神不是看见以色列百姓 越过，甚至看见这个血就越过他们。
God is not passing over all the Israelites, but God is passing over the houses that have the blood.
哦，亲爱的朋友，救恩是为着每一个人预备的。
So, dear friends, I tell you that the salvation is prepared for all people.
羔羊是为着每一位，他流出宝血。
And the Lamb shed his blood for all men.
今天以色列百姓，我们看见他们怎么样依靠羔羊，他们得着拯救。
So today we learn from the Israelites how they use the lamb to be Passover.
今天我们需要依靠基督，我们来得着拯救。
And today, by the same token, we have to use Jesus to be Passover.
逾越节的羔羊已经被杀献祭
了。The Passover lamb has been slaughtered and sacrificed.
这是已经完成的事情。
It is already been done.
神一看见这个血，他就越过不毁灭。
And when God sees this blood, He will pass over the house.
哦，今天这是一个何等恩典的时代。
And today, what a gracious time.
我们的主那样的迫切，他何等的渴望，我们都得着这样的一个恩典。
That our Lord, with urgency, want us to take His blood.
今天所有神的儿女，我们那样的迫切要为耶稣基督做见证。
And all the children of God, with urgency, we want to be His witness.
我们都经历过。
Because we have experienced.
从审判，从定罪的底下，一下子我们得着了一个极大的释放。
And now, under judgment, now we are free and released.
我们恢复与神和好的关系。
And we have now restored a relationship with God.
我们可以坦然无惧来到这位创造宇宙万有主宰的面前。
That we could now come with confidence to the creator of the universe.
我们能够跟这位神来亲近。
That we can now be close to this God.
罪得着赦免
that our sins are now forgiven.
我们得着很大的释放
and now we are released.
我们得着永远的生命
that we have received eternal life.
我们有永远的盼望
and we have this eternal hope.
我们可以得着基督，他是我们的丰富，是我们的一切
that we can now claim Christ as our fullness.
神的儿女做见证
that we are his now witness.
讲到说今天因为我们得着一个太好的恩典
because now we have received this such a great grace.
我们盼望我们当中每一位的朋友你也可以得着
that we hope that all the friends that are among us, you will receive the same.
何等的渴望你也能够认识神如何爱你
how we want you to understand that God loves you too.
代价已经付清了
that the price is paid.
今天你只要相信只要接受
And all you got to do is you are going to accept it.
让耶稣基督的宝血涂在你的心门上
So that the blood of Christ could be on your doorpost.
让耶稣基督神的爱能够充满在你的里面
So that God's love can fill you too.
也许你在地上觉得好像找不着一个真实的爱
Maybe on this world you cannot find true love.
来到主的面前
But if you come to God,
耶稣爱你
that Jesus loves you.
他爱你到一个地步，他为你舍了他自己的性命
He loves you to a point that he died for you.
今天你说主在是做的事是在两千年前，我怎么感受得到呢
And you could say that Jesus died 2,000 years ago. How does that affect me?
哦，今天圣灵要将基督的爱充满在你的里面。
But I tell you that through the Holy Spirit, His love can fill you.
今天我们能够来到这里
Today we are all here.
绝对不是偶然的
Not because of randomness.
因为我们的神爱你
Because God loves you.
他要拣选你
He wants to choose you.
今天就是这个宝贵的机会
And today is your chance.
你只要相信，只要接受
All you got to do is to accept it.
今天这么大的福分，关乎永远的福分，
Today's、
就在今天能够得着。
Eternal blessings is today lied right in front of you.
我们相信这一天是成为可纪念的一个日子。
So let's make today a memorial day.
神要他们守这个节作为一个纪念。
God want them to celebrate this as a feast permanently.
其实我们每一个神的儿女，我们都有一个纪念的日子。
And I tell you that all the children of God, we have our own special day.
哦，在那一天，我们过了逾越。
Because on that day, we are now Passover.
哦，在那一天，我们成为神的儿女。
And on that day, we are now children of God.
我们得着永远的生命。
And on that day, we receive eternal life.
那是一个何等的日子。
And that is a special day.
是我们永远要纪念的。
A special day that we will remember.
我相信今天在我们当中，福音朋友要成为今天成为你可以纪念的日子。
So friends, let today be your special day.
打开你的心。
open up your heart.
我们就说主你所做的，我愿意接受。
And we will say the Lord, what you have done, I will accept.
我接受你的宝血。
I accept your blood.
涂在我的心门上。
And I will put it on my doorpost.
我接受你是我的救主。
I accept you as my personal savior.
我接受你，你是我永远的生命。
And I accept you as my eternal life.
我们再来唱诗歌第八十九首。
Now let's sing Psalm 89 again.
我一见这血。